I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, September 8, 2014, to order. I'll let the record show that there was no public comment this morning. Commission remarks. Mr. Finley, will you lead us in an opening prayer?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you again for the blessings you pour out upon us. We're just amazed at all those mercies you show us. We thank you for the country we live in. We thank you for this part of the country we live in. We just thank you so much for that. Most of all, Lord, we want to thank you for your Son that you sent to die on a cross and praise you for that. Pray that you would give us wisdom. We know that you have designed that we would prosper, and we pray that you would just help us to follow your plan. Pray for those that might need your healing hand, your helping hand, just your consoling presence, God. Just be with them. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Williams, if you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 341029 through 341042, warrants 6060.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks numbers 341029 through 341042 and warrant number 6060. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. I get monthly budget report. Mr. Finley.
Finley, how are you today?
Good.
Did you guys find anything you had questions about in that?
I didn't.
Okay. We have changed reporting systems, and I guess I'm going to request you guys watch it a little bit closer. I know you've been busy and stuff. There was one in there that didn't need to be changed. I'm surprised that somebody didn't notice it. The Senior Services Fund, I didn't build this report. I'm learning this reporting system, but they had copied a wrong line and showed the wrong total. If you would, I can send you this one, or you can write in the amount. The balance for the Senior Services Fund should have been $535,312.11.
It's on the beginning balance or the fund
ending
balance?
Ending balance.
The total senior services fund balance?
Right.
Showing negative $214,000?
Yeah. That's why I thought that somebody would ask about that, but it's one of those things. I know we all assume everything's working fine, and you get a little line in there. What she'd done, she copied 75 instead of 76, and that made it come up incorrect. We'll be working probably for the next 3 or 4 months building more reports, sending those. If there's something that you like, probably one of the reasons I didn't notice this is I was trying to get it into the same format that we had before. The new reporting system had several lines in there that probably would have made it more confusing, And I was working more on getting the format than looking at the totals when I sent that to you. So.
But you don't see anything wrong with the totals over GCR or anything?
No. That's really the two that I checked with GCR, Road and Bridge, and Sewer Funds, the three big ones, and that's that. But I missed the little one down there, but we'll get to that one. And
anything else? Gentlemen, any questions?
Does that number affect the formula anywhere else?
It was the only one that she made that mistake on. I checked them all after I caught that one.
That's not a total that comes into our totals. It's an outside fund. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If you guys do see some sort of report that you want built, you know, and have a format, let us know. We have some capabilities, I think, that we haven't had before. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we have a discussion this morning regarding economic development. And I see that we have some folks here with us to chat. Jonas?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you all doing?
Jonas Argus, Executive Director, Taney County Partnership. And gentlemen, what the reason for my request today is, first of all, I want to thank you for your leadership role and your continued commitment to the partnership. As we've grown and expanded over the last 2.5 years, you know, I look at this map behind me and remember that the first summer was dominated by getting the Enhanced Enterprise Zone put together, but a lot of good things have happened since, and I'm gonna spare you the long sales pitch, but what I've come before you today is to ask you for an increase in our funding of $25,000 annually, starting out of this year's budget and moving forward, if you would be so inclined. The reason for that funding increase is that we have hired a new marketing and programs director, Ms. Jennifer Lankford, who's here in the audience today, who is going to be responsible for all outbound marketing, community communications, internal communications, and we would just ask that you would consider the funding request to help offset the employment cost of this new person. You know, in the past, we've done a good job of being reactive and take advantage of opportunities for marketing. You know, we were included in the January issue of Site Selection magazine under the Missouri section. We were most recently included in a special edition of Industry Week in partnership with Missouri Partnership. You know, we also had, you know, we got some recognition through the National Association of Counties in a white paper that just came out with a couple of months ago. With this new position, we can take charge of our own branding, our own imaging, our own messaging, to be able to mine the 500 company leads list that was provided through the University of Northern Iowa's targeted industry analysis that we did late last year. Also, the marketing recommendations that have been provided to us through Insight Consulting. Just a lot of good things that we can do now to improve and expand our footprint and our reach with this new position. So, like I said, with that being said, without going into it too heavy of a sales pitch, I'd be open to take any questions, and again, that you consider the request for the additional funds for this year and moving forward.
How many partners do you guys have now?
Total on the business sector side, there are 18 business sector partners. We have... I have one hard commitment to join in 2015 and two more verbal commitments to join in 2015, which that would bring us to 21. I have no indication of any business sector partner that's unhappy or that will not renew their three-year commitment going into 15. Obviously, the four villages, four cities, and the county commission making up the 9 public sector entities, and then also the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce, which you well know is the the entity that you've contracted with to provide these services for Taney County.
Well, I guess I...
That's the first comments, I guess. If it...
Well, you did miss... you missed commission remarks, so...
I know, but I mean, I'm making forwards this here.
He was fixing his chair.
The consideration of the extending the budget, we have... We have been a good partner, and when the $5,000 came forward for the need for Rockaway Beach, we stepped up to the plate on that. We are in the middle, ours of it, I shouldn't say in the middle because we're at the very beginning, I guess, of the budget request from each department. I would consider, this is on my own personal opinion, I would consider the budgeting of the Economic Development Partnership as 2015, but there are other members that probably could step up to the plate on the raising of new funds for your new employee. So that's just my personal feelings towards it. I think you've done a great job as far as what you've presented to us in the past, and like you said, you're not here for a sales pitch this morning, but that's the way that I feel about the increase on the salary of what we have in a partnership of 19 different entities and businesses.
So let me, just to confirm I'm hearing you correctly, you're in favor of considering the increase for 2015, but not out of this current budget?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What is the, what are you asking for right now?
Well, I'm asking, based off the line item in the 2014 county budget, with the, you know, it was set at $76,500, that we would request the $25,000 remaining in that line item, and then also for that to be considered as we move forward 20,000 or 2015 and beyond, or more as we, you know, as we progress.
What kind of impact do you think the additional funds will provide?
But it just makes it easier to, you know, at current levels, without any increased funding, we're looking at deficit. If we maintain our current level of initiatives and programs, we'd be looking at deficit spending starting in 2015 to cover the new employee. Basically, what this does is covers about, you know, including salary and benefits and everything else, not quite half of the new position, which... What the new position again buys us was is a whole different.
So then that's my question. For our $25,000 in addition to, what does that get the county?
Well, it puts us at a different level of getting our message and our brand out there and reaching out to not only prospective companies, but also existing companies with the, you know, the services that we can provide and the citizens of what we're doing. You know, I know we've talked about in the past. Ms. Lankford has a history of grant writing, and she's been fairly successful, and a lot of that's been focused on governmental entities, and we were discussing that this morning. She has about a 50% success rate on grant writing in the state of Tennessee with the governor's office at both the federal level and state level and county level. So that could be a service that we could add to our list of services for the county to add value to that, you know, added investment in the partnership.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit? And the reason I ask this is originally when we budgeted for 2014, those dollars were set aside, at least verbally, specifically for grant writing, writers, individuals to pursue monies on behalf of the county.
Well, one of the things that stood out, and more than welcome to, we can ask Jennifer questions regarding her experience with grant writing, but one of the things that stood out to me in the interview process, outside of her experience with site selectors and consultants in siting data centers, was the experience in grant writing that she'd had and the success, because, as you know, being the entity that we are, not unlike what we're doing here today, is it's always finding other sources of revenue to expand and improve what we can do for the community. So that was one thing that stood out to me. So I know that she's worked with the governor's office in Tennessee and written several grants. Would you come up and elaborate on the
let me narrow that question down.
Okay.
No, it's all right. Come on up. Yeah. Congratulations on your position.
Thank you.
My question more specifically is, would she be available should the county need her services in the position of grant writing?
That's what I'm offering. I think being on staff with us, one of the things we could offer the county as a major, well, the top investor, that if opportunities arise for the county, regardless of the department, we could have Jennifer take and submit those grant applications.
You said 50% success rate. What's the normal success rate?
I couldn't answer that one. I've not had any experience in grant writing.
It could be none, it could be 100%.
Yeah, depending on
what they're going after.
But share a little bit of the federal grant program.
So at a congressional level, I wrote a grant for Department of Justice to develop information systems that tie state repositories together in various states to transfer arrest records and be able to pull data on repeat offenders so that as they move from state to state, then their records are easily obtainable. That was on the tail of the methamphetamine manufacturing spike of the early 2000s, which I wrote a grant for Governor Phil Bredesen's office to do an educational campaign throughout 33 counties in the state of Tennessee for helping to combat the proliferation of methamphetamine with handbooks and promotional materials and in-school educational programs. So we had approximately 300,000 information packets in households throughout Tennessee.
What was one of your other duties?
Pardon?
Is one of your other duties also, you said community development? Is that
bringing communication.
In, communication. Is that bringing in more partners?
Yeah. No.
And that's going to be another one of
we're
your...
We're all part of expanding the... the more partners we get, the more funds we have, the more things we can do.
Right. That's what I mean.
And budgeting for what, the outreach and the outbound message and those channels that we have to utilize, not only those beyond my scope of expertise, but also they cost money. And so to be able to do that the right way, as opposed to depending on Missouri Partnership or SREP or anybody else to bring us along with them, this way we can function on our own and we have the talent to come out with a connected, branded, marketing piece in a box, so to speak.
The consideration of the grant writing would be, that's what actually we budgeted funds for as we entered the partnership of $50,000 for the Economic Development Partnership, and then the $5,000, and then that would leave us, $21,000 left in that particular line item.
I was going to ask Rick, what do we have left in there?
We spent five based upon Rockaway Beach's request.
And that came out of the economic development line item, not the general revenue? Okay.
Correct.
You guys asked for it.
Sure did. Well, we coordinated the ask.
Well, it was passed through based upon
you bet, yeah.
Economic development for that area.
And that goes to, with all the players at the table. That's one of the benefits of the partnership, to have all the political subdivisions at the same table monthly. So
working together for the betterment of the entire county. And
exactly,
not just,
yep.
I don't know that we can specifically say, because we have, again, we're at the very early stages of 2015 budget process. I don't know that we can promise anything for the future, but I don't have a problem with the remaining funds to go over.
Okay.
And then we'll look, you know, very seriously at the 2015. I just don't know that with new commissioner coming in and everything else we got going on, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, yeah, we're going to do it, and then not. So.
Okay.
Jonas, I met with the presiding commissioner-elect 2 weeks ago. And I asked him to sit in on all budgetary meetings that we have or whatever it is, whichever meetings that he can meet between now and the end of the year so that he can have input. I also assured him that I would not be sponsoring any new expenditures without advising him and asking for his input. That and a number of other things that we discussed. So I would like to take the opportunity to invite him to come chat with me about that. And I will suggest that, in fact, if he's interested, he'd chat with you.
You bet.
And if that's all right, then go from there. But I would like to have that discussion with him because I have told him that I would.
Yeah, I've met Mr. Schofield, and just in passing, I just mentioned that I'd like to have the opportunity to meet with him. And he said that once his duties were complete with the courthouse, Christian
State.
Yeah, the state. That he'd, sometime after November, he would be open to a meeting. And so that I plan to put that on the calendar. So.
Well, I'll sit down with you right away.
Okay, you bet. I appreciate that. And I appreciate and thank you for the help you could give on that.
The line item on the budget, as we entered the partnership and we extended the budget to, I thought it was $75,000. I don't know where the 76 come into mind, but anyway, that was for emergency type situations, but we mainly put that in there for grant writing personnel. This is the reason that we put that in there. So, let me state that I would maybe reconsider. I'm not going to vote on this morning because of what Ron said. He wants to visit with Mr. Schofield, and I wouldn't vote on this morning. But I would have a more open mind with the grant writing possibilities that we had planned on using those funds for. And so they came up in a good situation on the environmental part of Rockaway Beach's economic development situation, and it was an emergency situation. Those funds were there, and we were able to take advantage of it. So that's right now that's the way I feel about it.
We can vote on this year's, though.
That's what I'm stating.
Okay.
Is there anybody else here who has comments regarding this issue that'd like to be offered?
Well, I guess I can add a little bit if I may.
Mr. Murray, if you would join us, we would be delighted. Was I looking at you?
Well, yeah, since I'm kind
of wearing shorts.
It's a vacation day. You got to take off to come over here.
It's a little chilly. I'm just curious.
I guess I would like to speak as a member of the partnership and not for the other members, but from the courthouse standpoint and from you gentlemen sitting up there, I think your investment in this organization probably has a better return on it than any of the other partners here, mainly being, hopefully, our kids and our grandkids are going to stay in Taney County and be productive citizens because of the partnership creating jobs. Whenever the jobs are created, whenever the investment the people coming into Taney County are making, well, there goes the the property taxes, money coming in, as well as some of them are bringing in the new partnership that helped bring in the latest group that's going to do the ballpark. It's going to be untold how much money is coming in the general revenue fund from the sales tax money that's going to be taken. So I would think that this would be, it's easy for me to say sitting on this side, but a fairly easy commitment to invest in the people of Taney County to bring in more revenue into Taney County and hopefully keep the kids and the grandkids in Taney County.
I would reply to that to the fact that I don't think there's anyone more interested in keeping our grandchildren, our children into this county than this county commission was. We, when this economic development partnership came forward, we were the first to step up so that an executive director could be hired with the funding for that year's budget, or it would have never existed in that period of time. Am I right, Jonas?
Yeah, I'm right.
So the county commission stepped forward, so we have a basic interest in putting the revenue stream in place to make this operate. We also know that we were asked for $50,000. We were asked for $25,000 to start off with, and that was in November and December of the initial year. So we came forward with the funding for that. And then we've been a partner for $50,000 ever since. And as I mentioned before, the emergency that came up, we were the ones that they came to receive the extra funding for that, and we had no judgment call whatsoever. We went, because of Rockaway's situation, we were the first ones to say, hey, here's the extra $5,000 that we have here for a purpose, not the purpose of emergency funding, but for the purpose of grant writing. And so we took that funding and put it in there. So, well, I think there's no one that's any more interested in the future of our grandchildren and our people staying here than we are. I do know that we are, as Brandon said, we're in the middle of a starting of a budget cycle, and so we need to consider all those things also. And appreciate your partner, your portion of the partnership. Appreciate everything Jonas has done. As I said, I think it's been a real good, if you want to call it, start, because it's just two years old or two and a half years old. So, but there's other things to consider here. And as I said, I didn't quite know about the grant writing situation, our availability to tap into that, which is a big portion of what the county was going to use those funds for, and the need. So that's where I stand on it. I just didn't want you leaving here thinking I was against economic development.
I didn't get that impression. I was just wanting to tell you from a partnership standpoint,
right,
what a lot of the partnership folks are probably thinking.
Are you creative? I mean, can you come up with creative words and creative things?
Oh, very much so.
So we can fix the project blue and yellow and green. I mean, come up with some creative names and...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sold.
Should we go to numbers?
Yeah. Project 2.
224.
Hey, Roy G. Bid. Got through it. It's done. Colors are over. You know, we may recycle them in a few years, but colors are over.
I'm done.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else that has a comment that's here regarding this issue?
Thank you, Mr. Murray. I appreciate it.
Do we need to just have a new contract drawn up, or an addendum to the contract that we have with you guys for the additional funds?
I think we handled the $5,000 for Rockaway. Yes.
Probably the best thing to do would be to unless you guys have something different, come up with that, and then...
Well, I will consider doing that after I've had a discussion with Mr. Schofield, and we have an additional discussion about this request.
We can still do this year's.
I'm not going to do this year's until I have a discussion with Mr. Schofield. I told him that I would not be expending any additional dollars during the year that we hadn't planned on without chatting with him regarding that's here, road and bridge, sewer, et cetera. I'm just going to have a conversation with him. In which case, I'll be delighted to schedule another meeting. We can invite Jonas back, and or not, up to this commission. But.
I guess I don't see.
Okay.
I can respect that, but I don't. If it doesn't affect the 2015 year budget, then. Anyways. So no, you. I mean, I respect you said you'd have a conversation with him. So, have your conversation, and then we can. Go from there, I guess.
Do you have any closing remarks?
No, I just would, you know, we've got a lot of things on the radar. I see University of Missouri Extension here. We've got a program that we're working on with them that will tap into the entrepreneurial spirit and also the ag interest in the county that we're working on, so which Ms. Lankford will probably be writing some grants on. But I appreciate your time. I appreciate your consideration. I obviously feel strongly that not only your leadership, but your investment in this organization has brought us to where we're at, but we need to continually expand and improve, and I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen. And just be it known that I'm not just coming to this entity for extra funding. I'm going out, and I'm beating the streets, and I'm going after new businesses as well. So it's an all-across-the-board effort, not just coming back to the county commission.
The fact that you are working with the Extension Council has...
Working with Crystal, not with the actual council. But
working with Crystal, but she's in your position as far as the council is. Yep. And so that's very much of interest to... the purpose that I made mention of earlier about the grant writing situation, and so I wanted to bring that forward to you that I made the earlier statements without the knowledge of her grant writing ability, and so consideration can be changed. I'm bullheaded, but I'm not... I can't have my mind changed if the evidence is presented and being a member of commissioner that sits in on the Extension Council, knowing the need that's there. How does economic development, you brought that up, so I'm going to ask you the question, how does economic development partnership with the Extension Council with everything that they have to present? I know that they have, I mean, we look at a list of programs that they present, and I'm sure that you're just one or two parts of that, but they have like a full page of programs that
sure.
They...
One of the strongest correlations of the two is that I refer a lot of the new business or entrepreneurial-based interest to Crystal based off the services that the University of Missouri Extension offers in business planning and training, you know, QuickBooks, just to name a few, which quite frankly we don't have the programs in-house. So that's a great working relationship. We also have Crystal, you know, we've put on some programs in the past and used her resources again, for lack of a better term, some programs in a box that she either teaches herself or brings in instructors from throughout the state to bring into our local area. You know, this project that we're working on currently, Project Phoenix, not necessarily a... we'll definitely utilize and tap into...
It's a yellow. It's a...
Yellow.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a bird coming out of him. We'll tap into the ag and the entrepreneurial spirit of not necessarily just the eastern side, but generally on the eastern side of the county to provide some opportunities for them. So that's a very exciting project. We'll see how far it goes. And again, it's going to take money, but we've identified several grants that could help us with. We recently had a meeting with Charlie Hopper with Missouri Ag, and I met with him offline up at the Missouri Governor's Conference, or the Governor's Conference on Economic Development, discussing the project as well. And he's giving us support and counsel as we move forward with this. So,
Dan, if I could interrupt you, we're about 25 minutes behind.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry for.
I'd be happy to answer any questions. Just if you want to.
Sorry for my extended conversation, Ron, but I thought that was very important for maybe the public to know what services we're going to be having through economic development that might affect them through the Extension Council, and I'll let you move on with your agenda.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
We'll be getting back with you right away.
Yes, let me know what I need to do. I'll be happy.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time.
I do. I will want to visit with you.
Yeah, you bet. So.
If you folks from you, and Cy, thank you too, if you folks would like to join us, we have an update for University Extension. When you sit, if for the record you will give your names, then we're also streaming live on the internet.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Jim Worth, University of Missouri Extension, and this is.
I'm Monica Spittler with the University of Missouri Extension.
And we're here to represent the Extension, but also to introduce ourselves to you. For both of us, this is our first time here. For myself, I've been in Extension for 17 years. I moved to Taney County last year, and I was 16 years in Greene County. So I'm just introducing myself to you for that. I live in Taney County. Also, to share with you, I've been involved in Taney County Extension programs for over 12 years or plus. And this month, for example, I'm doing English classes for non-English speakers. I do that all of you. Didn't, my wife and I do that together in Branson. And I'm also I do the most of the life skills programs for Church Army, now called CORE. And I'm also doing that this month. I'm also doing child care provider classes, and I've done that for over 12 plus years. Those are classes to give their certification hours so that they remain legal and they've got their certification. And so I'm also doing that this month. So those are some of the things I've always done here. And one of the classes in this year, this fall, we're doing is mental health first aid for youth. And we're doing that with child care providers. We also have a grant written to hopefully do that next year through the Skaggs Foundation for all school personnel, both in Taney and Stone County. So that's a little bit about me. My wife's a kindergarten teacher in Hollister. That's where I live. And I've always enjoyed that. Danny mentioned a couple pages of programs. I myself have 140 programs in Extension, a lot of professional development types of programs I've done for businesses all over the place, leadership development, cultural competency, a lot of aging programs, health programs, you know, things of that nature have been very successful. So I'm a regional specialist. I really enjoy being a specialist. And Monica will report, maybe tell her a little bit about her new position. She's brand new to Extension here in Taney County.
Well, before she starts, you had to put up with John Parker then for a long time.
Well, he was just a little bit before where I came on board. I came on board in 1997. And Lou Harper was my person, regional director. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm brand new with Taney County, but I have been with Extension for the last 2 years. I actually was with the Family Nutrition Education Program in Stone County, and now I get to serve Stone County in a different way with 4-H. I'm the new 4-H Youth Development Specialist. It's nice to meet you all. Thanks for having us here. And I also serve Christian County, so Christian, Taney, and Stone, but I'm housed in Taney and have two new clubs coming up in Hollister, so middle school and high school. And I started in the middle of June.
I'll give you a couple of updates for Nellie Lammers. She's the financial, she's been here before. And I don't know how much I should say, you know, for purposes of the record or whatever, but basically she's accepting nominations for VITA volunteers, VITA Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Great program, as you well know. And the health insurance program she's giving on how the Affordable Health Care Act works. She's going to do a couple programs at the OCAC building, and then predatory lending and ID theft as well, programs that she's doing.
She's pretty active.
Yes, she is.
She is. She has a long report. And I'd like to share on behalf of Barb Beck. She probably wouldn't share this, but I have a little bit of show and tell. Barb Beck won the Rookie of the Year for FNEP, which is quite an honor. It's out of 200 guys and gals throughout the state who teach the program. So she was recognized for her work. She's worked with thousands of kids K to 12 in Taney County, and so she was recognized just last week at, in Columbia. So I stole that off her desk. I borrowed it for show and tell time. She'll probably kill me when she sees me next time. But we
probably
wanted you to see we have some rocking people in Taney County.
And we have our reports that you always get. I think this is probably longer than what Crystal normally gives you. It's when we report in a little more detail than you probably normally get. Is that something I give to you right now?
You just give us a copy of that, and she usually highlights certain things in there, as you
she
mentioned.
She didn't do that this time.
That's fine, and that's fine. But the as you mentioned about the VITA program,
yes.
I mean, I think we served over 1,000 people last year in the VITA program. What a great benefit to those that need someone to help with their taxes. That's a free service through the extension office with the volunteers and the help. I mean, as you heard me make the statement about the less fortunate being able to pay for having their taxes prepared, and this doesn't cost them anything. So I and the other pamphlet that you have there, if you want to pass it out to the other two commissioners, because I got one at the meeting the other night.
Yeah,
as
okay.
far as the...
And I think it's important that maybe we give you the numbers and the impacts of the individual counseling sessions that she did just in the month of August, which was 21 sessions with potential new businesses in Taney County.
Right.
And that's quite a bit of people, in my opinion, among other big programs. And if you have any questions for us, we'd be happy to try to answer those for you.
I can just mention one other additional thing. I was part of the Skaggs Foundation grant last year for $5,000. And I was the major programmer in that. I did matter of balance programming, which is preventing falls. And we had 90 people show up in both Stone and Taney County. And this was geared toward people over 60 years of age. We wanted, and it's a University of Maine program, very successful.
I don't know what exactly the dollar value that you can put on University Extension as far as how they benefit our county, but I do know that other counties have dropped their minimal rate to their minimal rate of $10,000 a year in support of extension, where Taney County has stayed constant with theirs, even though we've had several addition of specialists that have either transferred to the area or been a part of the area because of the other counties and their $10,000 budgeting. So I just leave it at that as far as
the benefit of extension.
I do know that the cost per specialist is about $75,000 per specialist that the university spends, and Taney County has four specialists that are housed there, so the minimum would be about $300,000 that the university is putting in.
I'll reiterate what Danny just said. I'm here because of Greene County's $10,000 allotment. They've been having financial problems for over 5 years. We kind of reduced all our surplus budget totally for 25 years to just to stay alive, and now that county is only surviving by fundraising until they get their act together.
Monica, real quick, on the fourth page is your report?
Yes.
The 4-H youth development?
Yes.
When you first introduced yourself, you mentioned two, like a Hollister Middle, and is there not one over here in the east as well?
There are already two established counties, so my goal is to, or not counties, clubs, I apologize. Okay. And they have been around for almost 2 years, and they continue to grow. My goal is to grow and sustain those, but also to build. That's part of my task.
You mentioned Hollister. I thought there was one over here in Forsyth area.
There's two.
So there is one in out of Taneyville.
Taneyville, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's right, because the Hodges are pretty involved with that one.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They're wonderful.
And there's other good people that are involved in it. So.
Yes.
It just wasn't mentioned on here, so I was kind of curious as to if that was...
I guess I should kind of maybe change that up and just say, okay, good. Thank you for the subtle suggestion, but I will. What's current? That makes sense. Thank you.
Did you all have any questions?
Nope. Thank you. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Computer software service agreement. Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
We have in front of us a request for the county to enter into an agreement once again with
Jim Travis.
I said I never wanted to hear his name again.
Jim Travis.
So we should use his initials, JT.
How about just TPS LLC? Actually, you know we're in the middle of our conversion. And it has come to the point where levies need to be entered, and we have not been successful. You want to come on up? Yeah. We've not been successful in getting everything converted at this point. And Jim's TPS LLC, his computer software service agreement has expired. It expired in August. And his services are needed in the transition of the levies so that the conversion can come over and be collected in the collector's arena so that everything can be completed. And hopefully by the end of the year, everybody will be in place with the new Ulrich system. And so what Sheila would like, I'm here on her behalf. She had a meeting this morning. And what she would like is for you to extend the current agreement that expired in August, and the hold harmless clause. I think that it was actually more than a hold harmless. It was actually a waiver of liability, and extend that through the end of the year so that we can get the new system in place and running. And
we had no intention of using the Travis software. District Travis himself thought he was in the county. And it was brought to our attention by Mr. Ulrich because of the multiple programs that we have right now that he had developed a way to bring it over out of Jim Travis's software. Well, we weren't made aware of that until just recently, that was his plan, to take the data out of Jim Travis's and pull it into his rather than taking out of my maintenance program and pulling it in.
So it's our understanding now that we'll be entering the levies into Jim Travis's program, and then he'll be pulling all of that data from that location instead of its current location, which is in the maintenance program. It's in a holding pattern right now. And then the other issue is the personal property is going to have to be brought over out of the other programs. So we're dealing with multiple programs. We didn't anticipate using Mr. Travis. He did not anticipate us using his services as well. So I'm afraid this is kind of an emergency step that we have so that Mr. Ulrich can move forward, because, as you know, we're getting ready to enter the levies.
But didn't we enter into an agreement with Mr. Ulrich that he was going to provide these services as part of his agreement?
It is our understanding that he was going to bring the data over. Apparently, either he didn't make it clear to us, or we did not understand that his plan was to take it out of Jim Travis's program. We thought he was taking it out of the maintenance program.
Right. And he needs Jim Travis for that to happen?
Yes,
that's my understanding, yes.
And Mr. Travis is asking us to sign an agreement that, if I'm not mistaken, says the support service agreement is $1,200 plus time and materials. That time and materials are based at, time is based at $115 an hour. Any prediction on how many hours that's going to be?
The last time he did, whenever he originally built our program and pulled the data in, it took him a total of 12 hours. But he's not doing that extensive of a move.
He's
conversion.
Not doing the total conversion.
He's not doing the total conversion.
So. He's just bringing over the data, and then Mr. Ulrich is supposed to be able to pull it from there. We are crossing our fingers and our toes. It's delayed. We thought we'd have this already, but we're not there.
What happens if it's not successful?
Then we're going to be coming back to see you.
For what?
I don't know if that, it just opens up a whole new arena. We hope that doesn't happen.
I don't think we can anticipate that, Ron. I mean, our hope is that he has done conversions before. It was apparently just a misunderstanding, either on our part or on his, and I'm not sure whose, of where he was pulling the data from.
We had an email sent to our office from the collector's office talking about this agreement back in June, didn't we?
Yes. I received an email, I believe, from Nikki asking whether we wanted to extend this contract. I contacted Sheila Wyatt, and she said no. It was at that time we thought we were finished with the Travis program. I thought we were finished with the Travis program. It wasn't until a conversation that Sheila had with Mr. Ulrich that we understood from him that he had developed the tunnel, whatever, to bring the data over from Jim Travis's program and not from the maintenance program.
So we need this link in order to get on with the eventual establishment of the new program.
That is correct.
We signed an agreement last year when we did this with Mr. Travis, correct?
Yes.
What I didn't like last year, but I signed.
Was the liability?
Was the waiver of liability.
Yeah.
Because he's asking not to be liable for any of his work. Yet, if I'm not mistaken, this is the individual that Sheila pointed the finger at back when we had the misdistribution of funds for railroads and utilities for 10 straight years. That's just a personal gig to me that we would waive any liability for any other mistakes that we made.
Actually, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the liability is as great as you would imagine, because this is something that has happened every year. The levies go into the system and it gets brought over, and so it's kind of like business as usual, Ron. And then what we're asking, though, for is that because the contract has expired, it needs to be extended to the end of the year. It's Mr. Ulrich that has to pick it up from there.
It's the same process
that's been happening.
Well, our hope was that Mr. Ulrich would have already picked it up.
I thought in that email it stated that it was September the 15th through September the 2 September the 30th. for Mr. Ulrich thought he would be complete. That was according to Sheila's statement of their agreement.
Well, having worked with computer software and computer people, your anticipated, I think, timeline is usually adjusted by the difficulties in the multiple programs that you run into, and I think that's what we've run into here.
Yeah, we have a lot more programs than
we're not just a one program county switching to another program. We're a multiple program in the assessor office and coming over into the collector's office with a lot of transitions and a lot of conversions.
We have programs that they don't have.
Maybe my misunderstanding of what the email stated.
I don't think you misunderstood. I think that they do a timeline and they help. It's just like construction. You do a timeline and you hope that it'll come, but if you have more rain days, then you have to have things extended. And I think that's where we're at.
Well,
I think part of the problem, Danny, we did take quite a while to make up our mind on the program. We didn't want to make a mistake, so I think Sheila, Chuck, and I did take a little longer than we probably should have in making our decision, but we were concerned, so that did push the timeline back, and then, of course, we had to bring it to you all and meet your schedule for it to be voted on. So that pushed back his schedule on when he was hoping to get things done. So as far as it being pushed back, I think it's not really necessarily everybody's fault, but because we were trying to be very cautious, we did take a longer period of time to make up our minds.
I was just going to state that when we're all through discussing, there's really no option other than this option that we have within the county to extend our taxes and get out our tax bills, right?
Right. As frustrating as that is the case.
That is, especially with the waiver clause.
But I know on behalf of Sheila, I would ask that you do extend it through the end of the year. I think Donna's in agreement. And I think if you needed, I would call in Chuck, the assessor, to make sure that, you know, you knew that we were all in unison as far as asking you to do this so that we can get on. I mean, the taxation process is part of the county requirements, so.
Gentlemen, I would accept a motion to approve the agreement as presented, contingent upon approval by Commission Council, and that we get that out to them today.
That'd be wonderful. Time is of the essence, as you know.
That would be my suggestion, at least.
I understand it has to be done. My frustration is we can't be the only county that goes through these same issues, and it seems like we're the only ones. We had this program, it didn't work. Have this program, it's not working. They're not able to pull the data. I just have a hard time believing that there's not something that we could have done to prevent, whether it be a different vendor, whether it be, I just have a hard time believing this shouldn't even be in front of us, I guess is my opinion. But it is, so we have to deal with it.
I don't think we can anticipate everything that's going to happen during a conversion of this size when we're bringing multiple programs together.
I don't know enough about it, but we're not the largest county in the world, in the United States, in the state of Missouri, so we can't be the only one that... I just have a hard time believing that there isn't a company out there that can handle our needs and that can get it done and get it done properly. I have a hard time believing that can't happen.
Well, I don't think that there's an issue with them getting it done properly. I think they will have it done properly.
I don't know. We're having an issue. They're not able to they're not able to do something. I'm not a computer guy.
We pull the data out of one program. This is our normal process. We pull it down out of one program into another. That's where I enter the levies, and then the tax books are created.
Okay.
Mr. Ulrich said that his plan was to pull it from that data.
Then you need to hold him to that.
We did not understand him.
I guess
that is what he wants to do. We didn't understand.
Donna, I'm not upset with you guys. I'm upset with the. I'm frustrated with the situation. We shouldn't be having to do this. We're too. We should be more professional as a county as a whole. Everybody, to where. Again, I'm not frustrated with any individual. Please don't take it as that. I'm frustrated with why are we still dealing with it? It should have been taken care of. It should be done. And whether it's Mr. Ulrich changing, you know, instead of drawing it from Jim Travis's software, pull it from the maintenance. I don't know how this stuff works, but there's got to be a way to do it. At this time, there's obviously not because of time is of the essence. And I understand that.
And Brent, let me add to that. I don't have any problem with an extension of something because we know that sometimes things don't work out the way we should. They
right.
should. I agree with you that we shouldn't be put back in this position after some of the problems we've had. But here's where my real problem is signing this extension with a waiver in it of liability. I mean, what if there's something that goes haywire that's not exactly right? We've already had it happen in the past.
Can I say that we are on soft footing here, Danny, in that Mr. Travis did not want to work with us. He thought he was finished with King County. He has been wanting to retire for some time, and he thought he was done. And then we called him and told him what the issue was, and he did not give us a yes or no answer. Immediately he said he would have to think on it. So this gentleman does not want to work for Taney County. He is only doing it because he has been a faithful servant to us for many years. So for him to be willing to come back when he does not want to work for us and do it, I think we should not be upset over him not wanting any liability when he's wanting to be done. I mean, it is frustrating that we're here, but I don't think we should put anything on Mr. Travis.
I didn't.
For all that it's worth, I understand
your frustration.
Thank you.
I do. More than you know.
We are all frustrated.
I'm sure you guys are more frustrated than I am. I just
we're getting nervous because, as you know, we're supposed to set our levy today,
right.
And then normally I would be entering the levies at this point, and we're not ready for that.
And that's why time is of the essence as far as your
right.
attorney and everything, because we are delayed until, of course, you sign some extension.
Move to approve the extension with TPS LLC, contingent upon County Council's review.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded to approve an agreement by and between TPS LLC and Taney County as presented. Could I have you include and recommended by the county collector or county clerk? No?
I'll amend my motion to reflect that.
Second.
Thank you.
Contingent upon
I said that.
Approval of the
from county council.
Council. County council.
And we'll someone let us know when that happens.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We will send that to council today, and yes, we'll let you know ASAP.
Thank you.
Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you both.
Thank you, ladies.
Donna, I think you're up next.
Yeah, that packet of information.
She just brought it down. Levy hearing.
Did you email that by chance?
I brought it down to the office.
Okay. Just one copy then?
You
want to look at mine?
I met with Donna briefly at the end of last week. Donna and I will let her go into this. I had asked her if she would work with the state auditor's office so that we have them on board as far as the pro forma and the calculations that we were in agreement with the calculations by and between the county clerk's office and the state auditor's office before they came to the county commission. And Donna has willingly worked with them and has in fact made a presentation to us regarding those levies. Now, first, before we look at a potential voluntary rollback of the levy, there has to be a statutory rollback of the sales tax that is attached to the first half cent sales tax that was approved by the voters, I think, in 1979. Back then, General Assembly wouldn't let counties have a sales tax unless there was a rollback provision tied to it. Since that time, the state has passed a number of other sales taxes of which there are no rollback provisions tied to them. Donna has worked in the state auditor's office and they've done that. The calculations that were done that I looked at in Donna's office showed a rollback completely of general county revenue, all of it to satisfy the requirement of the 50% sales tax and a portion of road and bridge. I asked Donna if she would take the extra step and roll back all of road and bridge, leaving if there would be a balance in general county revenue for a potential levy either for now or in the future. That's if sales tax tanks, the voters approved, and we have a tax levy ceiling from years ago, and it would allow the commission to recoup any losses that they have in potential sales tax, which she has done. So it's what she wanted, and you correct me if I misstated that. She has made a presentation to the county commission of both. If you reduce general county revenue first, or if you reduce road and bridge first. Correct, Donna?
You've got it. I'll show this to Danny.
I'll let you follow up on that.
I mean, I think you said it all. I worked with Pam Tillery and with Becky Webb, and of course the commission did a resolution to reset our ceiling so that we could actually roll it back.
Let me state and add to that 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 was a recommendation of the state auditor's office to Taney County that that step be taken so that that debt ceiling, not debt ceiling,
the 50% reduction could be taken.
Tax rate ceiling should be reestablished, which we did, and we did that upon the advice of the state auditor. I'm sorry, Donna.
No, you're fine. I mean, because we roll our levy back to zero, the following year we'll be at zero. So next year when we receive our tax rate ceiling, it will come in at zero. And I was advised by Pam Tillery.
It will be if it's rolled back to zero.
If we roll the levy back to zero, yes. Next year we'll come in at whatever we set it at.
Right.
And so the quandary with that is if we were to set it for, I think it's 0.1188, in the next year when we did our 50% reduction, we would have to reduce that amount by 50%. And then the following year, so eventually it would end up at zero anyway because we have so much sales tax. To me, this law is not a good law. And
before you go any further, and I apologize for butting in, the figures that we used here, in my opinion, if sales tax doesn't increase dramatically, will be the same next year, because it's based upon the amount of sales tax that comes in. We have to reduce the road and bridge and general county revenue by whatever 50% of that sales tax is. If sales tax doesn't climb, that ceiling is going to remain the same. The amount that would be established would remain, well, I disagree with you.
Well, my understanding, whatever we set the levy at, that will be the ceiling for next year.
I agree with that.
Okay. So the only way to change that ceiling so that we can legally do our 50% reduction is to ask them to increase the ceiling again. To me, they should have taken and harmonized the two laws together, one that says you have to roll it back and one that says we can't roll it back because we have to do a 50% reduction. But that was not the state auditor's viewpoint. It is my viewpoint because eventually we would end up at zero anyway, because we would have to continue to reduce whatever levy that we, if we were to set a levy each year, that levy would have to be reduced by 50% of the sales tax. But that's my point on it. That's my view of it.
And my view of it is different. My view of it is that you start at base one, you see how much money you've collected in sales tax, and then you calculate what your levy will be based upon the reduction of the 50% of whatever that sales tax was. annually you figure those out. Now, a few years ago, they changed where it affects 2 years, correct?
It does affect 2 years, and we also have to go back and do the actual numbers. So right now, we don't have the actual numbers for the 2014 sales tax. So I'll have to do a calculation next year based on the actual sales tax numbers and then do that calculation. And any adjustments that have to be made will have to go on to next year's paperwork.
For example, if sales tax dropped in 2015 or 2014 by $1 million, that's a dramatic drop.
Yes.
You and I differ in the concept that I believe the levy can be adjusted up. The real estate levy, and I believe the real estate levy has to be adjusted down. Adjusting down is automatic, that's statutorily required. But adjusting it up would be a vote by the county commission of whether or not they wanted to accept what that additional levy could be. We just disagree on that.
Okay.
But what we're looking at right now are figures that you concur with in the state auditor's office. Potentially, we could establish in 2014 as a levy.
Correct.
And we have, if I'm not mistaken, under Missouri law, until September 20th to establish a levy?
I think it's the 15th.
Is it the 15th? I thought it was the 20th.
Ron, I don't. I don't totally understand why it has to be set next year for what it is this year. In property taxes, as you said, on the school board, and you say you have a levy every year, is this a difference between sales tax and property tax levies? What is the difference? Is what I can't. I mean, I sat on the school board for 6 years. We set the levy every year according to.
I understand.
So I mean, it's hard for me to understand why you can't set it next year for a different amount. Then you said it'd have to be set for the same.
Do a voluntary reduction to zero, the next year's tax ceiling is zero.
On the same amount of dollars.
That's what Danny doesn't understand, is why.
It's the law. The law changed. And the law says if you do a voluntary reduction in the even number year, in the odd number year, it's automatically the same amount. So if we set a let's say we could set a levy.
This only impacts counties. It doesn't impact cities, schools, because they don't have sales tax. Schools don't.
No, but cities do.
Cities do. So it maybe it.
And I believe it does affect
cities.
But we, right now, with my calculations, if we were to reduce road and bridge levy first, take the required 50% reduction off of road and bridge, and then the other portion, it would be, 0.2875 reduction from road and bridge and 0.2125 from GCR. Then we would be able to set a levy at 0.1188 in GCR. If we wanted to.
Or any amount lower than that.
Because Mr. Hausman asked me to do it both ways, reducing GCR first, then road and bridge, and reducing road and bridge first, and then GCR.
And we can
As long as it comes to a total of 50% in both of the two, and you can't do a negative in either one, at least. That's what Ms. Tillery told me.
What's the difference? I know that the auditor brought this up. What's the difference in us setting that levy and then rolling it back to zero like we've done every year?
Will it be written up?
Well, it's not just written up. The county, by not rolling the sales tax back, forfeited an opportunity to have a levy without reestablishing the levy ceiling. Years ago, every single year, we made sure that we turned in those calculations to the state, doing that first so that we did not lose our right to have a levy if the county wanted to have a levy. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently we got off of that track a few years ago and we lost our ability to have a levy. Unless we reestablish the tax rate ceiling, that's what the state auditor's office told us. Donna brought us the paperwork that was necessary to reestablish that tax rate ceiling. And the county did that. We did vote on that, right?
On your
tax rate
resolution?
Ceiling. Yeah.
Yes. I have that with me if you need to see.
But if we, you said it would be 0.1188?
0.1188.
And if we decide to roll that back, then the next year it's automatically zero anyways.
But tell them what the levies could have been if we didn't have a sales tax.
0.2670 for GCR and 0.2005 for Road and Bridge.
So approximately 20 cents for Road and Bridge and 26 cents for general
GCR.
County revenue, mm-hmm. if we didn't have sales tax. Now, years ago, before there was reassessment, the state allows a county to have 50 cents based against all taxation, valuation. And it was 35 cents for Road and Bridge. That's what the statutory ceilings were. Because of reassessment, we had to roll those back. So those were our, these were our new ceilings, right?
Has to do with the Hancock Amendment
right.
affected it, and so we were forced to take a lower ceiling.
Well, it was so that counties would not have windfalls whenever they passed
mm-hmm.
a sales tax, even though the voters approved it. Here's what is to be considered. And unfortunately, it takes a next year as well. And I would love to have Mike involved at least listening to this discussion. If next year comes, and for some reason you need the levy and you don't have the ability to establish it, the county's going to be trying to provide services with considerably less monies. We're seeing mandates from the court system. We're seeing a 911 system who has declining revenues on an annual basis. There are a number of things that we are facing as a county that we're currently providing services that in the near future we're not going to have the dollars to provide those services. And I guarantee you that you have, and we have, within this budgetary request cycle, a number of elected officials who want to expand their departments, and the county, unless there's some magical influx of cash, won't have the dollars to do that. I would really like to know, Donna, if the deadline is the 15th or the 20th for counties in the state of Missouri.
Do I want to go look that up?
Could we stay in recess for just a couple of minutes? It's really important.